people just waiting, I think, for him to, like, regress. And it's like, it's not happening. But the first time he has a game where he doesn't throw three tugs, it's going to be like, oh, well, here it is. You know, here's the beginning. And then, sure enough, there's a little more ammo for him to be like, what'd you say? Oh, yeah? Okay, cool. Going back to the Super Bowl, you know.
Here he is again, Dr. Mike Crivetti, CrivettiOrtho.com, ICanAgain.com is the website. He's kind enough to join us a few times a month. Doc Mike, thanks for coming in. Good to see you again.
Great to be here, JT.
You're excited for hockey season, first up. We have preseason hockey, and then we get into regular season hockey. You're a season ticket holder. How excited are you?
Yeah, let's not get too excited. We're 6-2 and 5-0. We're off to a pretty good start. All these young guys look pretty sharp. Playing together well.
I like that, Mike, because these players now have competition coming up from within. So the veterans understand it. I think the middle-of-the-road guys do, and there are young stars there. You know the team well. They really built this team properly and now have one of the top rosters again.
Well, you know, just look at what they put together the first time. You know, they're not making a lot of mistakes upstairs, right? And they're not going to make a lot of mistakes. I was surprised to see Bellemare go. I was surprised to see Miller go. But there's reasons. You know, when you look at what they put together and McPhee put together in that first year, just listen to the professionals and what they're doing up there. They got it right.
They did get it right, and it's a great problem to have with this team now because they're going to have to deal with cap issues. They can't keep everyone. They had to pick and choose who they were going to sign. But the core of the players here, and again, we see each other a lot at hockey games, just knowing that the pressure's on them again. I think it's a good pressure in the third year, but a lot of people are talking about Stanley Cup or bust. They got to get it done.
And, you know, you look at the Theodore article, right?
Yeah.
And how what he feels for his teammates, what his teammates feel for him. I mean, that's a true Golden Knights hockey team right there.
No doubt.
What goes on in that locker room goes on and affects everybody.
Let's talk about knee replacement, or should it be called knee reshaping? A lot of people listening have knee problems here. You're not only an expert on this, you have such a success rate at Crivetti Ortho. Talk about the process of those who are listening now that are talking about chronic knee pain and they want to get it fixed.
Well, in knee resurfacing is what I like to call it. You know, if you look at knee replacement, it's really cartilage replacement. You're not replacing this whole knee. Your ligaments, tendons, muscles, they're still all yours. What I'm giving you is new cartilage because you don't have yours. I'm going to straighten your leg out. I'm going to give you that length back so you're not stepping in a hole every time you take a step. But with your ligaments and everything still intact that we keep in there, I mean, you're playing sports again. You know, you're playing volleyball again. You're playing tennis, racquetball, skiing. You name it, you're doing it because it's still your knee. What you can't ever get again is you can't ever get arthritis again. And you can't ever tear a meniscus again because you don't have any more cartilage.
Do patients understand this when they come in, or do you have to educate them on this, that it's not as big of a deal as a full replacement here, and a lot of what's going to stay inside is going to be with them the rest of their life?
The best stories are when they come in and they've got this preconception that we're going to cut their thigh bone and we're going to put this new hinge in, right? The best is the first thing, I'm not here to have surgery. Well, we have three options. We have cortisone, we have another injection, and let me at least tell you about the surgery. By the time I get done showing them the model and I show them we just replaced their cartilage, they're like, what? So you're just going to replace my cartilage in 35 or 40 minutes in a surgery center in your office, and I'm going to stay here for 2 days and you're going to take care of me? Well, I don't know if we need that cortisone shot. Why don't we get this knee fixed and get on with my life?
Dr. Mike Crivetti in studio as always. So the process isn't as demanding after this. The recovery suites are amazing, second to none. So after the process, how quickly are they on their feet again, walking and feeling less pain?
So they get on their feet in the recovery room.
Okay.
And that really surprises people. 2 hours after the surgery, they're talking like you and I are talking, and they're ready to get up and get moving because they're tired of sitting in that bed, and they get up and they get rocking and rolling. And then the work starts. You know, you got 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to dedicate your life to this knee, you're going to work your butt off, you're going to get your motion back, so the next 20 years or plus are going to be awesome. So it really matters how hard you work.
I've given you examples before when I go to Raider games and I see guys in their 70s or 50s or in their 40s who are really struggling to get out of their seats, to get up and down, to walk through the parking lot. And I always say the same thing. Get it done now. You have the rest of your life in front of you. Some of the misconceptions and what people think. Why are some people just so afraid to have the initial consultation?
Generally because of the pain.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be afraid of the pain, too. You know, I have a friend, I have an aunt, I have an uncle, I have a, you know, a relative that had knee replacement surgery. And, you know, they went through a lot of pain and discomfort in the beginning. And they don't, maybe that's the part that they hear about. They don't hear about their back skiing or snowboarding or their back doing things. And you talk about people putting it off or people doing it at the right time. How about July and August doing knees because they got to walk down the steps at the Knights game and they want to be better for those games and they know they're coming October 2nd. So we try and get them 4 to 6 weeks before so they're ready to go to the games, especially if you got a glass seat.
What has changed in your lifetime? Dr. Mike Covetti, iCanAgain.com. What's changed since you started your practice on how quickly everything has changed from the whole process, the technology, the recovery suites, which changed maybe 5, 10, 15 years.
I think you hit it right on the nose, process and recovery suites. So the process, you went to a hospital, you got a knee replacement that took 90 minutes. Afterwards, you laid in bed till the next day. You got up and you walked. You were there 5 days. You went to a rehab where you, instead of going home, 2 weeks later, you're in your house. That process now is a 40-minute procedure. You're up and walking in 2 hours. You basically stay in a suite where there's nothing medical, no IV, no catheter. You've got therapists and nurses doting all over you, right? You get home in a couple of days. Guy comes to gal, comes to your house, takes care of you for 3 weeks, and then you're back and busting your butt in therapy. So, I mean, it's changed quite a bit.
The biggest compliment I could give to our audience is that you have a longer and better reputation than a lot of doctors in the NFL, and you see NFL players go down, college players go down every game, every week. You see an ACL, an MCL, you see a really big injury happen. What's the difference between what we see at the NFL and the professional level compared to what you do here as the ultimate professional here in town?
You know, I think the biggest thing is getting an athlete taken care of.
Yeah.
So every athlete wants to be on the field. Every athlete wants to be competing, right? So what we try to do is create a process. My partner, Dr. Caleb Pinniger, he's our James Andrews Fellowship-trained sports medicine guy. He's ready to take on the sports world. He's awesome, awesome guy. So we've made time available to see athletes quickly, get them taken care of quickly. We have an MRI in our office and get people seen, treated, and on the road to recovery as quick as we can. The professional teams, that's what I admire about them. The attention is the athlete. The recovery is the athlete. It shortens recovery times and because they want them back in their game. And I guess that's how we got our Get Back in Your Game logo.
Tell me about some of the young kids or young adults that have knee problems because they suffered an injury. And then they get into their 30s or late 40s and 50s and they feel the pain again. What's the difference from that initial injury and getting it right and thinking you had the right procedure, and then you're seeing people coming back in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they need someone like you?
So ACL surgery is classic. You have an ACL procedure when you're 16 through 20, and you have that procedure done afterwards. You're not paying attention to your rehab. We are paying attention now. You didn't pay attention to your rehab. ACL failed. Recovery didn't go as you thought. Never built the leg back. That's a knee that becomes unstable again. Fast forward into your 40s and 50s, what happens to a sloppy gear? It wears out.
Right.
So the total knees that we're doing in 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds, a lot of them had ACL surgery many years ago, wasn't rehabbed properly, or maybe just didn't have a great surgical outcome and leads to replacement surgery. It's kind of across the board.
iCanAgain.com. Dr. Mike Covetti, as we wrap it up, what about those who need a double knee and they have to get them both done? What do you recommend? Coming in, getting one first, doing them both together? What's usually, I know everyone's different, but what do you typically think about that?
What a great question. And I've done hundreds of them together and obviously thousands the other way. I think that patients, the risk of knee replacement today, blood clots, infections, lung and heart problems, transfusion, all these things that intimidate us from having this procedure done are just about gone. In our clinic, it's less than 2 out of 1,000 people even have any complication, let alone something terrible, which we haven't had. But what happens is you get them up and you get them moving. That's what prevents the complications of arthroplasty. So if you do one, we bring them back 4 to 6 weeks later. We do the second one. the risk remains the same. You can see a 4 to 10 times increase in the risk by doing them at the same time. So I think in my practice, I prefer to do them in a, we call staged.
We've been friends a while. I text you after Andrew Luck, and I don't want to get specific because I know you don't treat him. But when you hear about athletes who are suffering from pain, and we talked about Dr. Pinneger and pain management, and when you see athletes in all sports who can't go on anymore, they're just done mentally and physically. They've been breaking down since they were in high school. Andrew Luck's 30 years old, all that money on the table, and he decides he's going to walk away. What jumps out at you on a personal note when you see the anguish and pain that some pro athletes are going through?
Courage. That's what sticks out for me is courage. You look at a guy like that who's been playing ball since he was 4, since he was 7. He's been hit for, what, 25, yeah, 20-plus years. And the courage to be Andrew Luck and be on the team he's on. Imagine you're telling your teammates the courage to stand up and say, this is how I really feel. And I love you guys, but this is what I need to do for me and my family. It takes a tremendous amount of courage, and I admire him for that.
You listen to sports radio. That got a little bit rough, didn't it? I mean, people are really rough on athletes when they get hurt. I always say, especially when it's a high school player or a college player, I back off because they're young and they're amateur athletes. And then when pro athletes go through pain management, people are worried about their fantasy team and when are they going to come back again. Just heal properly so you can come back close to 100%.
And unfortunately, I have the have to tell a parent and an 18-year-old when he comes back from college that he's ACL and he's out this season. You know,
how tough is that?
He's got a scholarship. It's his second year. He's flown back to get his ACL done, and I have to tell him, you know, listen, he's done for this year. Sometimes that it's the end of the world, right? It's not. If we do the surgery, we do it right, do the proper rehab, you'll be back better. In fact, I watched Carson Wentz this weekend, you know, and I'm an Eagles guy back from Philly.
Absolutely.
Going out to see him play Detroit this weekend with my brother.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're flying out to see the game. Haven't been to the new stadium, so my brother and I are heading out. But look at a guy who had his ACL, had the right surgeon, had the right rehab, and I'll tell you, regardless of the fact of how he played the game, his knee is back. And he took some hits, he is back.
You want him to slide a little bit more, though, don't you? And you want him to get out of bounds,
don't
you? Wants
to slide a little bit.
You want Wentz to slide a little
bit
more.
I want all quarterbacks to slide a little bit. It makes them last a little bit longer in our game.
Tell everybody about the website, how they can get in touch with you.
CrivettiOrtho.com. We spent a lot of time on it. Go on the website. Get to know who we are. Myself, Dr. Pinneger, Dr. Tomas Cuchera. We're a real nice group of guys that look forward to taking care of you.
I will send all my friends and all of our listeners to Dr. Mike Crivetti. He's that good of a friend. He knows what he's doing. Have a good time at the Eagles game.
Yeah, go Birds.
There you go. Dr. Mike Crivetti. We'll be right back after this.